This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're going to be talking about the city of Murfreesboro, and we're focusing on activities happening right here in the community. If you want to text us a question or if you want to call in and ask a question, we're open to whatever floats your boat. Same number for both of them, by the way, 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. And with us from the Murfreesboro City Council this morning, Jamie Averwater. Jamie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. How are you?
Doing great. Good to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's go ahead and begin. We have some questions here coming in.
Oh, wow. Great.
And this person is asking about the situation with the downtown developments. Quite a few of them here. And they said that they were at that town hall meeting that the mayor spoke at, the town hall meeting featuring Main Street, Murfreesboro. And one of the things he said we are really missing is places to live downtown.
Yes.
Is that coming in the near future?
We sure hope so, Bart. I mean, our downtown area is so beautiful, and the business owners work so hard to keep it clean and to provide good services, and, you know, the shops that we have are amazing. And so I think by providing places for people to live, we improve walkability, we keep the place safe. You know, you'll see more families moving out and about, more people walking their dogs. I think only good things can come from having some condo apartments, some more housing in the downtown area. Downtown is special to my heart. I love it very much. But we do know parking is an issue. And so I think the opportunity that comes with building some of those mixed-use developments comes the space for more parking. And so I think there's a lot of potential there.
Another question here is related to the live theater downtown. They said that the Center for the Arts really needs more space. They have been short on space almost since the beginning, but it's getting more and more so because it's getting more and more popular. Is there any opportunity to give more space to the Center for the Arts?
Wow, that's a great question. I'm a huge advocate for the arts. I've done theater my entire life, and I attend many of the shows at the Center for the Arts, and I love the productions they put on there. I would love to talk more with the Center for the Arts Board of Directors, and to whomever asked that question, I would love to learn more about what things are needed by the Center for the Arts and how the city can help them, because I do think it is an institutional part of our downtown area, and it brings in a lot of people. Friday, Saturday night shows, matinees are awesome for our restaurant owners and business owners in that area. So I would love to talk more about that. Maybe we can find a way to keep it downtown, but still give them that space. I also know that they do great summer programs for kids, and that's something that's important to me as well, and I love watching the summer programs happen and the shows that they put on at the end of the season, and such a great organization.
Oh, you wouldn't want to move it from downtown, especially if we're really getting serious about getting some living spaces downtown.
Yeah, that would be great.
So any new words, speaking of living spaces, and we ask this each month, I'm sure the mayor said, don't get too riled up. But the, what is it, East College LLC, the old Methodist Church location. Anything new on that one?
Not that I have heard, Bart. You know, we're facing similar issues with our Notes Live development on Medical Center Parkway. I think the moral of the story here is that the city council and the city senior staff want developers to hold up to their end of the bargain. We help bring these projects, we help cultivate them, we help craft them, we raise awareness about them, we get the public excited about them. Sometimes we face scrutiny for them. And then the developers want to change things at the last minute, at the 11th hour, and sometimes these changes, Bart, are significant. You know, the One East College was voted on prior to my time on council, but since being elected to council, I have learned that some of the changes they want to make really affect the aesthetics of the building. Even something which from the developer seems small, but to the to the homeowners and the community in Murfreesboro, we don't want to turn that corner on College Street and see the new proposal that they're asking to build. We want to see what they originally had planned, me specifically. And likewise with the Notes Live development on Medical Center Parkway, I was very excited about what they had proposed. And when they came back to us recently with some possible changes, it was disappointing because it wasn't as exciting. And not that we have promised the citizens to provide, you know, a specific seating requirement or the restaurant or the banquet hall, but I think that's what we got people excited about. And it's not fair to what effectively feels like bait and switch. Get people excited about something and then take it away.
Is it finances? Well, what's causing these changes? I mean, there's two major ones. Well, that's more than two. We had the sports complex out on the interstate at the Hoard Farm. That just went away. I mean, then there are others that have come and gone.
Yes. The sports complex was strictly financial. I believe the company is having major financial issues at their other developments. These other two, One East College and Notes Live, are finance related, but it's more so the changes that they need to make or allegedly need to make to the project in order to make the finances work. And those aren't changes that the council wants to see, or at least I want to see, or the limited conversations we've had about it internally.
Now, the city of Murfreesboro expanded the roads there where Notes Live is going to be located. They expanded it on over where you can go through there and go out on Robert Rose Drive. That was not done for free. It cost taxpayers, you and me, dollars.
Yes.
So what kind of other expenses are coming along that might be changing the value of what we're being proposed?
Well, you know, Bar, I think those changes to Medical Center Parkway were necessary with or without Notes Live. I drive down Medical Center multiple times every single day. I live in the Blackman area, and Medical Center has become increasingly congested over the years, especially now we have some really great restaurants going in the area. We have specialty grocers, we have Neighbors, Firebirds, Kava. I mean, so many awesome restaurants and shops and activities like Main Event. I don't know if you've been to Main Event yet, Bart, or taken your family, but it is so much fun, and it's bringing a really big crowd right there on Medical Center. So I think those changes were necessary and welcome by the community, whether or not Notes Live is developed. I will also say that road that connects to Robert Rose that the city recently constructed has helped a lot of that congestion on that Thompson Lane, Robert Rose, Medical Center area. So my office is over there as well, and that cut through, now that it's constructed, has been a game changer for a lot of my employees, and I think a lot of the business owners in that area as well. So, you know, obviously there are expenses that the city incurs that come with these developments when they're in the pre-planning stages, but I think for the Notes Live example, it was a positive. It was a net positive for the city. We needed that relief for the congestion. My commute time home has decreased tremendously since the widening of the road, and I think it will only continue to get better, is my hope.
Now, you were very disappointed with Notes Live's request to make some significant changes.
Yes.
What were those changes?
So originally, when Notes Live came to the city, they were proposing a venue to host concerts, and they were also proposing a banquet hall, so like an event venue, right? Corporate events and weddings and things like that, and also a restaurant, the Boot Barn Tavern, which I heard the food was great. We looked at the menu. These are things you don't think about until you're on city council and you're like, wow, did I just Google a menu for a place in a different state just to see what kind of food they'll bring to Murfreesboro? But those are the things we were excited about. And when they came back recently with their new proposal, they wanted to increase the seating of the concert area from 4,500 to 6,500, which adds 2,000 extra seats, which adds extra traffic and infrastructure issues. When, like you just said, Bart, we've already planned for the traffic for 4,500, and now they want to add 2,000 more. But I think more importantly, to me at least, they wanted to remove the banquet hall, and they wanted to remove the restaurant.
Totally.
Totally.
So, those were the big draws.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I think there was discussion about, well, maybe in the future we can build those out. But I'm at least skeptical to proceed with it, not knowing what the final product's going to look like. And as part of that arrangement, the city gave the developers 20 acres to develop that, because we were confident of the tax dollars that it would bring in and the excitement that it would bring to our gateway area, to specifically to the city of Murfreesboro. And so now I believe the city is going to start the process to take back the 20 acres that was originally given to them.
So they physically gave them the land with the idea, you're going to develop it and put this on there, which would be a plus. Yes. For the city. Now they're saying, We're not going to do that.
They want to develop something slightly different.
Slightly?
Well, yes. Their argument is slightly different. You know, I think changing the number of the seats, it made sense a little bit to me, because their argument was, and their financer's argument was, hey, we actually need a certain number of ticket sales in order to cash flow this project. And as a business owner, I understand that. Revenue pays the bills. But when you take away the restaurant and the banquet hall, you really just have a concert venue that sits vacant four nights a week or five nights a week.
Now, they were promoting the fact that they were doing this in other states as well.
Yes.
What's happening in those other states? Are they making these same changes?
I don't believe so, Bart, because the other locations that they have are already constructed. I think that the change, or the requested change, comes from the state of our economy and the financing costs that these developers have to incur now, and interest rates are so much higher, of course. And so maybe they can come back in 5 years and try again, but I don't think that's in the best interest of the city or of the taxpayers to allow them to hold on to that property and wait for them to develop what they agreed to develop. I believe that we need to start the process to take the 20 acres back.
Here's another question from a listener, and they're saying, how do you know that with other developers that you're working with that have great ideas for the city, how do we know that they're not going to surprise us down the road as well?
That's a great question. And the short answer is we don't. But I think we should, as a city, set the standard and the expectation of, we are not playing around. You are not going to come in the 11th hour with 30 days left before you're supposed to break ground in order to meet the requirements of the agreement and try to change things. And I think if we make that stance as a city, then future developers will know that that's not going to fly here. And I think that we're going to be doing that on this project and on the next, you know, the One East College and the Notes Live, and I'm sure something similar with the Bottoms, you know, with the daylighting of Town Creek and the mixed use development that's going on down there. Now
the daylighting of Town Creek, that's all city, isn't it?
Yes, that's
city. I mean, that's not any developer. That's the city of Murfreesboro.
Yes, that's correct. But part of the draw of us daylighting Town Creek was to bring some development down there. And I think if those developers came to us and tried to change things, they would probably face a similar reaction, and at least from me.
Now, that historic Bottoms area, that was one of the most exciting public meetings I ever went to.
Yes.
It's bound to be 5 years or more. It was a long time ago. I've never been to a meeting where everybody there was on the same page and didn't know that they were until we got together.
That's
in
awesome.
Small groups. Now, one of the things they were wanting was to bring more eateries to that Bottoms area, more family musical venues, more music venues. Same thing, but smaller scale than Notes Live, I guess.
Right.
A lot of live music. Is that still a possibility? I don't think too many people, when it got into the development stage, I don't think that the doors were knocked down with developers saying, count me in.
They weren't. And I think part of that, Bart, is because we were so far out from the completion date on the Town Creek project. There's so much that's gone into that, acquiring property, and then before the construction even begins, the planning process, the bidding process, getting it through the different departments in the city. And so I think it was so far in the future at that time, it would not surprise me if in the next 12 to 18 months, developers and big name restaurants and shops are ready to make their home in downtown Murfreesboro.
So this was going to be a variety of not only restaurants, but as you mentioned then, multi-story buildings, retail on the first floor, and residential on up above it.
Yes, absolutely. I think when you picture it, I relate it to downtown Franklin. I don't know if you've visited downtown Franklin recently, but they have done a really great job of providing local restaurants, chain restaurants, places to eat for the family, good nightlife, and then they also have places to live and places to work and shop. And so truly, you could go to downtown Franklin on a Saturday morning and you could spend 12 hours, you and the entire family, just having a good time. There's something for everyone. And so I think that's the vision a lot of people have for our downtown area. I would love to see that happen.
Here's another question from a listener. This one says that one thing that downtown Franklin has had and Murfreesboro does not have, but we have the space for, plenty of upstairs vacant rooms above retail that have never been developed, just empty buildings up there, some of them just rafters and ready to be renovated. Why don't they use that?
Well, the main reason is that the city doesn't own those properties. Private property owners own them, and so we can't tell the property owner what to do with that building, but we sure can voice our desire for that. And I think that comes from the community. We have a great downtown organization that advocates for the merchants and the restaurants here in the downtown area. And I think that that's a conversation to be had. Say, hey, let's develop these second stories and turn them into places for people to live. I also think we have to acknowledge, Bart, that there's an age to those buildings. You know, we have a great history here in Murfreesboro, but some of those buildings are struggling to keep up with heating and cooling and just the infrastructure in general. I know that Marinas has faced issues in the last few years about their foundation and their infrastructure issues. And so we have to keep that in mind as well. These buildings are aging, and maybe they haven't been maintained as well as they could have been in the past, and that's affecting them now.
I think if you've been here for a little while, you will remember, I can remember personally, three different buildings that are no longer downtown because they collapsed.
Yes.
One of them just fell right out in the street on West Vine Street.
Yes.
Another one was a furniture store on West Main, just collapsed.
Yes.
So you never know about those. You certainly don't want to be building something in it and have it just collapse.
No, or next to it or attached to it. You know, that would be very dangerous. I think I was walking around in downtown Nashville recently, and I noticed that they're attempting to build new buildings on these tiny spaces of land in between two existing buildings that are quite old. And I think that's the problem they're facing, is trying to build something new in between those two older buildings that both looks good and doesn't adversely affect the buildings next to it.
And that comes in with our next question. This listener is asking, in the residential areas, we're starting to see a lot more new construction in the older areas. Some of the buildings that they're putting in there look a little different from the surroundings. Are we going to start seeing things like they have in Nashville? Tall, skinny, modern buildings in a residential area next to an old home?
I think that's a great question, and I will say the Planning Commission, I serve on the city's Planning Commission, and I serve on the City Council, and that's something that the two bodies have been working together to really create some standards that are both beneficial to the community and also beneficial to our economy. And so we know that design standards change. We can't necessarily force someone. You know, if I wanted to buy, me, Jamie Averwater, wanted to buy an empty lot in downtown Murfreesboro and build a house, you know, just because the houses on either side of me are 100 years old, they are beautiful in their own way, a 100-year-old facade may not fit my family. I may need something taller. And also because the lot is smaller, so I can't fit five bedrooms on a small lot without building vertical. And so there's a lot of things that go into that. I think that the thing that the city can focus on is making sure that our setbacks are appropriate so that we're not building these houses on such a large footprint on such a small lot that they are shadowing or towering over the houses around them. And also a point that I brought up a few weeks ago was a lot of these tall, skinny type houses that are being built, these modern houses in downtown Murfreesboro, they used to be the older houses, and the older houses are being taken down for whatever reason. They may be unlivable. And so we don't know that in 20 years, the house next door won't be redeveloped as well. And so we really have to just focus on what we know we can control. And I think that's things like setbacks, and that's things like parking requirements, so that our parking isn't lining up in the street and blocking traffic. That's something I'm very passionate about on the city level. I'm okay with a developer coming in and building a few houses, a couple of houses on a small lot, as long as they can park the cars on the lot. I do not want them parking the cars in the street and making it difficult for our public safety to get up and down the road.
Jamie Averwater is our guest on this first segment. We'll be back in just a moment and continue the conversation. Stay with us. We have more to come.
Talk with the police chief, the mayor, and other local leaders about issues that concern you.
The Action Line with Bart Walker, weekdays at 8:10 on WGNS.
Hi, this is Peter Demas. One of the things that we've done years ago is we've been able to do our orders, like our pastas and many other items, that we used to be able to put them in large pans. And now we have a catering team that will even deliver it to your home. We can drop it off for you, set it up, or they can come in and pick it up. Look up our catering menu on www.demasrestaurants.com. This is Peter Demas at Demas's Restaurant, 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Our prices will normally meet internet prices. When I buy a guitar, I have to put my hands on the guitar net. You can do that here. You can try your instrument before you ever put any money on it at all. And still, cheaper than what you could get online most of the time, at least master prices at worst. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
Your Atlanta Braves station.
Hey, this is Ben Ingram. Thanks for listening to the home of Atlanta Braves baseball, News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna.
Welcome back. Jamie Averwater with the Murfreesboro City Council is with us. We're looking at the city of Murfreesboro, things that are happening, things that are concerning you. And you can text those questions to us, 615-893-1450. Another question, this one's dealing with the project on Broad, the Broad renovation. How do we know that that's going to happen as planned and not going to become one of these Notes Live or Sports Centers or any of those that have shocked us in the past?
We don't, Bart. And I think that goes back to my point earlier of we need to make a stance as the city and say, hey, we have these expectations and we fully plan on you committing to them without faltering. And I think that will help prevent these situations in the future and hopefully give the taxpayers of Murfreesboro and the constituents of Murfreesboro some faith that when we present a project, our intention is to see it to the end.
Another question, this one's dealing with traffic. They say traffic is still the same. In fact, it's probably getting worse. We don't see any one-way streets that I've heard all my life will be the secret to making traffic flow better. We don't even have the traffic signals aligned properly. When can we do the basics?
Well, that's a great question. Something I have been working on the last few months is sitting in with the traffic control department. And I'm not sure if you've ever seen our very cool studio we have over at City Hall, where you can look at the cameras, the live cameras, and see where the congestion is actually happening. And so I promise you that the city is looking at those things and trying to see how we best can alleviate pressure. It sounds crazy, but we're alleviating it. It's just not as fast of a pace as the people are moving here, which is a blessing and a curse in a lot of ways. And so we're working hard to, I think if the city were doing nothing to alleviate the pressure from the traffic, it would be 10 times worse.
This question deals with the traffic easing humps that are on some of the roadways. Are they going to be placed in other parts of the city? Have they worked, by the way?
I can't speak to if they've worked, Bart. In my experience on the Planning Commission and on the City Council, they're usually come at the request of the neighborhood. when there's a speeding problem. And I don't know that we've elected to put them in a neighborhood recently. I don't think that they're a bad thing, Bart, at all. I think they're more effective than putting regular stop signs through a street, absolutely. Of course, people do complain about them because they may, you know, affect the bottom of their vehicles. But I think that they do serve a purpose. And if we have a neighborhood that has a very long, straight street, then it is important to do some sort of traffic calming measure. But I don't know that we are having many developments these days that have those long thoroughfares where people can get up to a high speed. Most of our developments are coming in at higher density on oddly shaped pieces of property. And so they're not just straight roads.
Let's take a phone call here, and this will pretty well wrap up this segment of the show. And good morning. You're on the air with Jamie Averwater. How are you today?
Good morning. Okay. Is there going to be a difference in the tax freeze this year, or what they're going to do about that?
That's a county issue, I believe. Okay. Yeah, hold on just a second, and okay. We'll have the answer on the tax freeze and things of that sort.
What I can say, Bart, is that the city is not facing a tax increase this year.
That's good.
Yes. We just had our first reading of the budget, and there will be no tax increase this year. We're very excited about that.
And that was a good introduction to our next guest coming up
yes. In
just a moment. Jamie, thank you for taking time to share with us the works on the Murfreesboro City Council.
Thank you, Bart.
Have a great day. It's a hard decision to make, knowing when to sell your home and move to Adams Place.
There's one couple here that I met, and they said it was a lifestyle that they didn't have at home. You have, like, every night dining at a fine hotel. You have the pool. It is so beautiful. Just so much to offer that you won't have in your own home. It's all right here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
The Rick and Bubba Show, weekdays, noon till 2 on WGNS.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.